Here's Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Affordable Care Act's success in reducing the number of uninsured owes more to Medicaid than to private health insurance. About 75 million people are now enrolled in Medicaid, a number that has increased by about one-third since the adoption of the Affordable Care Act. A smaller number, about 10 million, buy coverage from private insurers through the health laws marketplace. In the first 11 months of this year, 10 of the largest tech companies in the U.S. were involved in healthcare equity deals worth $2.7 billion, up from $277 million for all of 2012. A Government Accountability Office report found that customs officers stopped 8,100 known or suspected tourists or individuals with connection to terrorist groups from traveling to the U.S. in 2015. After Israel-based generic drug giant Teva's announcement that it would lay off 14,000 workers, some burned tires outside a Teva plant in Israel, while others tied up rush hour traffic with street protests. It went beyond workers, with people across the country taking part in a half-day strike that closed banks, government institutions, the stock exchange, and Ben-Gurion International Airport near Tel Aviv. 1 in 12 men have some color vision deficiency, and 1 in 200 women. New York City hit a record low of only 285 homicides, which is the lowest since records were kept. Roy S. Moore, the first Republican to lose a U.S. Senate race in Alabama in 25 years, sued to block state officials from certifying the victory of his Democratic rival because of what he claimed was systematic voter fraud. Since 2013, nearly 6,500 nursing homes, 4 out of every 10, have been cited at least once for a serious violation. The Trump administration has decided, though, to reduce fines for such violations at the request of nursing home lobbyists. In Mexico, the government has spent $2 billion in recent years in public advertising. Most news outlets have relied on public advertising for so long that they would not survive without government support. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.